Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you that you have brought us this way. Thank you. Thank you for the word of your grace. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we praise you. Thank you, God. It's not a strange thing. Thank you, Lord, that we lift our hands and thank you, Lord God. There isn't anything else to glory in but your Son, Jesus. We love him because he first loved us. And we're growing in the knowledge of his love to us. And I thank you, Lord, that's what's growing us up, is that knowledge, that wonderful understanding. Lord, let us understand that it's only through your word. God, let us not just pass through this time in this place just for a moment of understanding. God, let it be a lifelong living of understanding. God, set somebody off here today, really. Just set it off. Lord, let them know. Let something happen. God, a transformation in a moment of time. That it's today, it's not tomorrow, it's not next week. It's not, oh, I come in here and, oh, it's so good to be here. No, it's time to dwell. It's time to sojourn in this promise. You've given it, it's ours, God. Let us lay claim to what you have given. For we are now the sons of God. We are now the sons of God. We are now the sons of God. Yes. 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 And to you be all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's hard to wait. But I'll tell you what he said, those that believe with patience, they'll wait for it. Praise God. In John chapter 21, we're going to delight in some fishermen today. John chapter 21, verse 3. It says there, Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. And they said unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and they entered into a ship immediately. Boy, they were really ready to get at fishing, weren't they? And that night, they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, infants, babies, have you any meat? See, he was getting them ready for a future time, meaning Pentecost was a-coming, you know that. See, the Holy Spirit, he'd been with them. And he said, oh, he's going to be in you. He's going to be in you. And you're not going to be children anymore. By the power of my might, he's going to bring all truth to you. And you're going to grow up. And you're going to be able now to stand. Not in you anymore, Peter. Not in what you profess, but in what I've done. Woo! I'm loving him. Praise God. But then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of the fishes. Every time I read this passage, so many things come to heart, but one that's always pressing is I marvel in how limited we are in ourselves. I marvel about that. I marvel how we limit the Lord's leading in our life. I've encouraged myself in the Lord by his grace many times in this scripture. Many times when I felt, man, I'm empty, Lord. What's going on? And thanks be to God, recently I was able to tell a couple others about this passage and really ask the question, are you limiting your life? Are you limiting your life? I want you to think about that as we begin. Are you limiting your life? And it's you that does it. And the way that we limit our lives is we think we have to have it this way. We have to have it that way. We have to be doing this because this is what I know. This is what I'm strong at. I have to do it this way because this is the situation that I got. Always an excuse or a reason why I'm going to fish on the side of the boat that's empty. Now, the sad part is, why do that when God has so much more to give you if you will let Him? And as we read here, you know what God's choice always brings? Abundance. I mean abundance. Yeah. Out of your nothing. And sometimes it's hard to get the gumption of faith up when you've wasted a lot of your life. When you've wasted a lot of your life. We all have done it. But to see the love of Christ, honey, I've just been waiting all this time. Are you ready to take it today? His choice is abundant. His choice is fruit overflowing. And it's so wonderful because His choice is exact. It's precise. Matter of fact, His choice for us, as we know, is a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's amazing how it all just ties right into one thing. I want you, and I don't want you just for that. I want you for this. I want you for this mark. I want you for this prize. I want you to grow up fully. I want you to fish in the abundance on the right side. Not on your side. Not on your limit. My unlimited. My abundant. My exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. And know this, brothers and sisters, without God's choice in your life. Without God's choice. And I'm talking your God's choice for everything. But see, the choice that we make in the everything of God is go after the gospel. See, we try to really just compartmentalize every bit of our life. Well, I need this for Jesus and that for, well, and I need to give this to the Lord. And I just take Him. Just take Him. Just take this word. Avail yourself to hear the word of God. Jump in. He'll take care of everything else. I can testify of that. There's many people in here that will testify to you of that. That you approach the Lord and you're thinking, well, I've got to give Him this. And I've got, just stop of yourself. Quit. You're way too important to you. He's the important one. His word is the important one. He just wants you to take the gospel of Christ. He wants you to hear Him. Hear Him. Listen. Sit down. Quit trying to be busy. And that's one of the things that hurts me so much about churches today. How they grip people, how they bring people in, they get them busy, they give them titles, they do those types of things. And it hurts folks because I belong. Let me tell you something, you belong to Him. You belong to Him. You don't belong to this church, you belong to Him. You're His. And praise be to God, there's a message that He wants you to really realize how you belong to Him. And what that blood, what it bought and purchased and redeemed and made for Him, and what He was made for us. Oh. Without God's choice for everything in your life, your net is always going to be empty. Now, so often God's choice, we'll break it down a bit. Is something you never tried, something you never thought of. But the one thing about God's choice for every child of God, it's right under your nose. Those fish were right there, weren't they? Oh, yeah. They were right there, but you notice this. Notice this. Even though that those fish were right there, the only way you get it, how did it happen? They had to hear Him. They had to hear Him. Amen.
Now, the Lord says, you go ask and you receive. I understand that, but you got to know what you're asking for. You need to let the Holy Ghost teach you how to pray and make that intercession. But the only way they got to those fish that were right there all the time, they had to hear him. They had to hear his voice. They had to hear his words. And I'm going to tell you something. Even though it's right there, if you're not hearing him, if you're not hearing the word of God, not, well, God said this to me. No, this is what God says to you. And nobody has this word of the day for you. You stop that. This is your word. This is your word. This is your bread of life. This is what you feast upon. This is what guides you and directs your life. Not a man, not a woman, not a book, but the word, the words of life. Know this. But see, even though it's right there, see, without hearing his voice, without hearing the word of God, it might as well be universes apart from you. Because there's no way to it without the word of God. There's no way to his promise without his word. There's no way to inherit, to abide in it, to treasure, to grow in it, unless you hear him. And I'll tell you one thing about our Lord. He's calling. Just like he called to them. He's faithful. And he's calling to you right now. Just like if you were out on your own boat right now. He's calling. Have you caught any fish? Where's your life? Have you caught any? Well, it was simple. He told them, and just like us, he's telling us, it's right here. Cast your net. There's only one place. It's the right side. My side. I do often hear people say, well, you know, God told me to do this. When it starts that way, I just cringe. How about the Lord is encouraging? How about, brother, will you pray? Will you seek the Lord with me to be encouraged to really know what he wants? Would you pray that I'd be encouraged actually to be still? To wait on the Lord? To not just burst into action? But to wait on God? Yeah. Let me explain something to you. Unless it's the word of the Lord that's telling you, you don't have a chance. Unless it's the word of the Lord that's moving and you can see it in the word of God, rightfully divided in the word of God, let me tell you something. The Lord didn't tell you that. He's not going to tell you things that take you out of the truth. He's not going to tell you things in your life to compromise your life. And I'm talking about compromising the truth. He's not telling you that. That's what you're telling yourself. That's what you're listening to the enemy, is to compromise. To figure out how you're going to devise your life. In a lot of times what we've set up, the disaster that we've built. Do you realize that the word of God is waiting. Waiting for you. It just waits for you. That's what the Father always does for his sons. He just waits. Everything's prepared. He's not asking you to get right. He's not asking you to, well, you've just got to, you know, reckon to what you've done. You've got to feel bad about it. Let me tell you something. I got two sons. And they've both been in trouble multiple times. And all I wanted them to do was to seek Dad. Come talk to me. Come on. Quit trying to fix the mess. You got a father and he's waiting. He's got a robe. He's got a ring. He's directed everybody. There's a feast. And he's just waiting for that hug and kiss. If it's not his choice, it's going to lead to that destruction. The word leaves no doubt about it. No doubt about where man's choice leads. It's always something that's going to be empty. Some marvelous encouragements in the Word of God. They're sad. But it said that Lot chose with his own eyes. He looked out on the well-watered plain. He said, that's my deal. That's where I'm going to go. And choosing with his own eyes, no matter how good it looked. And it was the right choice to man. I mean, how could you not choose that? That's it. But what it brought to him is it cost him his family and it wasted his entire life. You think about that incredible, beautiful story of Ruth. Have you ever really dwelt upon how that story started? There was a woman named Naomi. She had a husband and two sons. And they lived in Bethlehem. They lived in the house of bread. By the grace of God, I'm going to tell you something. We live, if you attend here, you live in a house of bread. The word's preached here. This is a house of bread. It's a matter of fact, I'll go on to say it's a house's ribeye and prime rib, strong meat. But there they were. They were in the house of bread, Bethlehem. And you know what happened? Things got tight. There was a famine in the land. And there was things that they said, oh my, it's shaken up here a little bit. What's going on? Well, you know what? I hear these folks down in Moab. These down in Moab, we can go down there, we can get work there. It's going to be easier for us to live. We can even get food there and not worry about where our food's coming from. And we're only going to go for a little bit of time and then we're going to come back. Well, they left, and 10 years later, Naomi has lost her husband. Naomi's two sons have died. Naomi's heart is bitter, but she's got a faithful God, and he draws her back to Bethlehem. But here's what she said. I went out full. When she left, she was full. They might have had a famine in the land, but she was in the house of bread. She said, I went out full, but now God has brought me back empty. Now, God help us, and he's ready to help us. And I think about our father Abraham. Oh, I love that fellow. The reason I love Abraham is because he had faith like a child. My father said it. And that's that. He bumbled and stumbled right out of that idol shop. But you know, he had simple faith. He did not know where God was leading. He even said it. I don't know where God's leading me. I don't know where the journey of life is going to take me. But he knew what God's choice was for him. And he dwelt in the promise and he didn't move from it. He sojourned in that land. Isn't that something? And you read about his life and this is what are some beautiful things about it. He failed as he was in that promised land. There were times he didn't believe fully about his life. My goodness, he gave up his wife a couple times. Well, I'll take her. I don't want to die. You think God really... In a sense, well, yeah, just go ahead and give her on up. No, he had to show Abraham, you're still just a man. But I've given you a heart, son, and I'm thankful for that heart. And because you believe me, I count it for righteousness. You're deity, honey. Deity! You got that reigning blood. Huh? Oh, yes, thank God for that. See, brothers and sisters, he knew God's promise and he completely went after it. There's going to be times, and we're in these times. And the Lord said, you're going to have trouble. In this life, you're going to have trouble. People are going to trouble you. You're going to cause trouble. Yes, you. But he said, I'm the God that delivers you out of all your trouble. I like that. I love that. And he has. And he will. But see, God will give and God will take away. But one thing that's true. You look to your exceeding great and precious promise. You go after it like Abraham in faith, expecting, Lord, this is what you said. I'm going to inherit that. You just go ahead and allow your life to live in it. He'll take care of it. And he does. Oh, yes, he does. And brothers and sisters, that's just it with everything of our lives. We're in here with a lot of situations today. But learn to cast your net on the right side. The right side. Now, let me tell you something about the right side. The right speaks of the place of promise. When ones would enter into an agreement with one another, as they would call it a covenant, they would put out their right hand and the other would lift up his right thigh that they would put it under. And that's how that agreement was made. It speaks of a promise, a covenant that is not going to be broken. God's choice, his promise, they're yea and amen. They will never be broken. God, it is impossible for him to lie. God says, I will perform the good thing that I have begun. He will perform it. This isn't even about putting trials into this. It's not about casting our trials on the right side. It's about casting your life on the right side. And I mean that. It's time to make the full move. And the full move is that gospel of Christ. It truly is. Once we go ahead and lay my life in that, praise be to God, he will bring the fruit to take us out. Hallelujah. Now, here it is. That right side. Oh my. The promise side. Don't you want the promise side? See, too often we want to venture on to the left side. You know what the left means? It's the side without. So here I've got the right side, which is the side of promise, or I can take the left side, which is the side without. Why would I ever want to fish and get skunked? Now, let me tell you something. I am so thankful to go fishing, and Dwayne will tell you this. But I am not the same kind of guy when I go out fishing, I don't catch a fish. I'm just being honest. All these guys, oh, well, we're just having a good time. We are having a good time, but I want to catch fish. I'm just saying like it is. And if anybody's saying it different, I'm not going to say it. It's not nice. But see, I want meat. I've learned to fish and I want meat. I've tasted fish. I want that. And the Lord says, I'll tell you what, I'll give you so much you can't even pull that net up. Now, we've all fished on the left side. Don't think we haven't we? You know what the left side is? That's your thoughts. That's your ways. That's man's thoughts. That's man's ways. It's a place of compromise. It's the way that seems right to my eyes. And I will tell you this, if it's even one step, listen to this, if it's even one step away from bridal truth, if it's one step away from bridal truth, it's the worst decision of your life. It's truth. Don't compromise the truth. Don't do it. I tell you, in hearing the whole counsel of God and removing yourself from it, your life never sits right. It just doesn't. You're going to have storms. My goodness, you know that. Bible said, you want to reign with me, you're going to suffer with me. You're going to have these things. But see, when you see them in abiding in Paul's gospel, you see it as, matter of fact, the word of God calls it, I mean, it's amazing what he calls it. Those trials are like the gifts between a husband and a wife. He calls them the gifts of due benevolence. It's not only required you to believe, but to suffer with me, honey. We're in this together. We're in this together. There's a beauty to that. And I tell you, it was funny because as the Lord brought this sermon to my heart for today, I did smile about it because I fished many years, and this was the first year I ever mounted a fish that the Lord gave to me. Yeah, the first time. I've caught lots of fish, but I had to mount this one. And what was something about the day that I caught, as I say, the day that I caught that monster. I should say the day that God gave me that monster. I didn't even want to fish that day. And that is the truth. It's a portion of water that I fish every time I go. But we had been up at a place we have up there in the mountains. And I was tired. We'd been there for a few days and I'd worked. And it was late in the year. And the water level was so low. I walked out there to see early on and I thought, well, there's no way there's any fish in that part. I like to fish it, but there's nothing in there. You know, there might be some crawdads or something like that. And I just knew it. And it was funny because my wife never has to encourage me to go fish. She has to tell me every time I go fish, don't fish too long. Where are you going? Don't get lost again. And I did get lost one time. That's another story. But this day, she said, you go fish. Oh, honey, I'm tired. No, you go fish. I said, really, I don't. You always fish. Go fish. I guess I've been around her too much. She wanted me out of there. But I went down, and I threw out there and brought that thing across a couple times, and I thought, there's nothing out here. Brought that thing out through that third time, and I thought I had a snag, and it went whoom, and I pulled on it, and then that snag pulled on me. And 20 minutes later, this biggest fish I've ever seen come out of that body of water. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you. What if I decided not to fish that day? That one day, that one moment, that encouragement of the Lord. This one trial you're facing right now of why you're thinking, I'm going to quit. I don't need to hear this. I don't need to come back. I'm taking that fish. I got the mount back. I'm going to mount him on my wall. I got a crown. I can't lay it down one day. Because that might be the day. Brothers and sisters, we come too far to quit. We have. I love as the Word of God says, dig the ditches. He'll bring the rain. Do you believe Him for that? These hard times. This life ain't easy. Let me tell you something. This city of Denver, it's not easy here. It's not easy to live here. It's expensive. It's not easy to live here now. It's crowded. If you grew up here, it's different. It's not what it used to be. But I got news for you. This ain't your home. This ain't your home. This ain't your home. Now, let's wrap this up. This is God's way always. A getting us to our end. He just does it that way because He's God. Just like Moses. You know, he was awfully encouraged as the Lord brought those Ten Commandments. One after the other. He walking in there. Pharaoh, when you going to listen? Let my people go. And you know that day that God set them free. Pharaoh didn't set them free. God set them free. Oh, they went out of there and singing. Happy. But then they got over the next hill and there was a sea. He brought him to the end of himself. He'll always do that to you. It was just like with Samuel. God told him, I'm going to give you another king, Samuel. Go get Jesse. All them sons came. Don't you got another son? And here came that run to the litter. Here came that David. And then you think about Gideon, the less of the least of that shameful family. God's always going to take you to the end to show you where it begins. Now, brothers and sisters, it's always going to be faith that it might be grace. That's Romans 4. It's going to be faith that it might be grace. And let me just interpret it real quick. This life ain't always going to look right. And you have to use ain't there. It's something about that word that captures attention. But ain't is the only word for this. Because it's going to be faith that it might be grace, because it ain't looking right. And the events don't look right. And the people around you don't look right. And your family don't look right. And then finally you look at you and you know you don't look right. You're going to see the sea in front of you, which is you. And you're going to say, oh Lord, there's no way out of this. But that's just it. That's when faith comes in, doesn't it? The beautiful word of God. Oh no, it's not what I'm thinking, it's what you're saying. We've been out here a long time fishing, and I don't believe there's any fish here, but I just heard the word of the Lord said, cast it right there. And the abundance came. But you know, it's Mother's Day, so I got to give you the best part. Here you go. The best part of all. About the right side. The right side, it speaks of the highest rank. The highest rank is always at the right side. The Word of God tells us that Jesus Christ right now is sitting on the right hand of God. But even more so, it talks about, and this is interesting of the Word of God, because a lot of monarchies don't follow this. They mix it up, but not in the Word of God. The queen always sat on the right side of the king. Bathsheba sat on the right side of the king. The Word of God tells us that the pleasures that are forevermore, his pleasures, are on his right side. So all I can take from this is, I'll tell you what, he really has put us in a body of water, hasn't he? And you talk about the fish and the abundance of fish that he has given to us to fish. We're talking about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus fish. Cast it on the right side, the Paul's gospel side. Cast that net in the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' side. It is. It's that rib portion side. If I never fished that day, I would have missed it. This is the day. He brought all of us in here today. It wasn't just for one. For this to happen to today, it was for that body, that rib portion body. In Jesus' name, praise God. Let's pray. Praise you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. And what a sweet time we have in you. Lord, thank you that you have. You've Your grace has made it. We're dwelling together. And I thank the Lord. That unity is most beautiful because it's you. And you are altogether lovely. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for these sweet moms. These moms that have gone on to be with you. And these moms that carry on. And Lord, let us carry on. Press on. And oh Lord, someday, as you said, I'll come. I'll come. He that shall come, and will not tarry. We give you the praise in your wonderful, precious name, Jesus. Amen.